the Public News Service Daily Newscast, May the 16th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. The Supreme Court wrestled Thursday with the Trump administration's complaints that federal judges have exceeded their authority in temporarily blocking some of his policy moves for the whole country. That for the New York Times. They report several of the justices appeared torn between the two concerns. They appeared skeptical that a single district judge should have the power to freeze executive actions throughout the nation, but they also seemed troubled by the legality. An order issued by President Trump on his first day in office, ending birthright citizenship. The Times notes that three lower federal judges have said the Trump order violated the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, as well as longstanding precedent, and blocked the policy across the country. Meantime, as the Trump administration restructures the nation's economy, rural leaders say they fear things are moving in the wrong direction for their communities.
More than three quarters of rural Americans want corporations and wealthy individuals to pay what they describe as a fair share of taxes to invest in resources for working people, according to a 2024 Rural Democracy Initiative poll. Michael Shimidis with the group says the Fed's approach, funding tax cuts by slashing programs small communities rely on, is dangerous.
They're talking about cutting health care, cutting education. They're breaking contracts that they already have with small farmers. They're talking about giving away public land, which is often a key part of our rural communities.
Shimidis describes rural America as hardworking and creative, but says state and federal governments need to help provide the resources for those communities to succeed. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
And with the end of the state session in sight, Connecticut lawmakers are moving closer to establishing a permanent child tax credit.
The 2025 legislative session has seen several child tax credit bills circulate offering differing levels of rebate. The current proposal has moved out of committee as part of the state budget bill and would establish a $150 per child credit capped at $450. United Way Connecticut has been advocating for a state child tax credit, and President and CEO Lisa Tepper Bates says the proposal has widespread support.
We've gained some ground on creating a child tax credit at the state level. There is legislation with the support of an enormous number of the members of the House of Representatives and supporters in the state Senate who want to see this done, and they want to see it done this legislative session.
The credit would be available for single filers making up to $100,000 a year, $160,000 for heads of household, and $200,000 for joint filers. Brett Pivoteau reporting.
And from the Weather Channel, a multi-day siege of severe weather will first strike the Great Lakes and Midwest through the end of this week before shifting to the Great Plains over the weekend and early into next week. They report tornadoes, some possibly strong, damaging hail, and destructive straight-line winds are all potential threats in what could be multiple outbreaks. This is Public News Service. Ohioans were among dozens of rural leaders who gathered in Iowa this month, urging lawmakers to protect public education, small businesses, and working families.
They say policies that gut local resources are destabilizing schools and harming rural communities. Melissa Cropper, president of the Ohio Federation of Teachers, says the effects of disinvestment hit rural communities harder, where losing just one school or hospital can have outsized consequences.
All these institutions that we rely on have an even more significant impact in rural areas because of lack of options. When a rural hospital closes down, it creates great hardship on people. When voucher money goes to private schools, it has more of an impact because they don't actually have an option of a private school to attend.
Some lawmakers argue that closure mandates hold schools accountable and push for improved performance. Others say more investment is needed in wraparound services, early learning, and fair funding. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Next to Indiana, where families there will not get the Sunbucks grocery help they're used to.
Sunbucks gave families $120 per child to buy groceries while schools were closed. Last year, the program helped nearly 670,000 Hoosier children. Food advocates say the move could hurt families. Kate Howe with the Indy Hunger Network says Indiana passed up about $70 million in federal dollars.
We're not really sure why Indiana decided not to participate. Information we've been hearing is that it's expensive for the state to administer, but it's actually relatively cheap compared to some other things.
The state hasn't said why it pulled out. The Indiana Department of Agriculture and Governor Mike Braun's office did not respond to questions. This story was produced with original reporting from Raina Rennell for Wish TV. I'm Joe Ullery.
And finally, it's Endangered Species Day, a reminder that some plants and wildlife need protection, like Pennsylvania's eastern hellbender.
It's the state's official amphibian, a salamander that has survived for millions of years but now faces extinction due to habitat loss and pollution. Ben Prater with Defenders of Wildlife says today is meant to raise awareness and remind folks that an incredible variety of species need public support. He says scientists have raised concerns for years about declining eastern hellbender's populations.
The eastern hellbender is quite unique and charismatic. It's the largest salamander in all of North America, growing to an average of 2 feet in length. So it's a giant of our swift, cool, fast-flowing rivers and streams.
Prater says the best way to help is by supporting strong protections like the Endangered Species Act. Their preferred habitat includes the diverse mountain streams and rivers found from Alabama and Georgia all the way up to Pennsylvania and New York. For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.